Let us pray. God of grace, we have opened our hearts and opened our minds and souls to worship you this morning. And we thank you that today we dwell in your kingdom and live in your presence. Thank you that as we gather together, we join with many Christians across the world to glorify your holy name. Come and be with us and inspire us and lead us during our time together and in this continuing week. We ask all of these things in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you for being in such a prayerful mood this morning. It is gracious and it is wonderful to feel the Spirit even before I start talking and sharing. I'm going to be sharing about Paul as he writes to Ephesians this morning. He is informing them that they are recipients of Christ's gifts, just as we are. He wants to remind them that the believers need to use those gifts to deliberately walk forward in their lives. He shares about walking the walk of Jesus. Remember, you talk the talk, you walk the walk. Paul is asking the people, are you listening to Jesus? Sometimes it's in silence that we hear him. Sometimes we're listening and we can hear him. It is God's work that matters. His work can be done through our good works. We don't work to gain a response from him. God has initiated a relationship with you. The love he has for you is unconditional. It is never ending. We fall, he picks us up. We love him because he first loved us. It is our response to God which is important, not trying to get God to respond to us. I read this comment while researching these verses. The person who has the true relationship with God is going around saying, "You can't believe all that God has done for me this week. I can't believe how good he is to me. Listen, you're never going to believe what the Lord has done for me." They're always talking about what God has done. I do nothing to deserve his love. And yet he provides so much for me. It is just a response to this glorious grace that I have received through Jesus Christ. People will let you know that. It's not me, it's God working through me. Can we be those people? You don't have to have a sermon. Something good happens and you mention, wow, God is good. I know that makes me feel more joy when I hear people refer to God and giving God the credit for the good things that he has done. I'll be reading from Ephesians 4, starting at verse 20. Ephesians 4. Starting at verse 20. That, however, is not the way of life you learned. When you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. To put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbors, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Jeff, I hope Jeff doesn't mind. We were talking about our children a couple of weeks ago, And Jeff and mentioned, you know what, sometimes it just takes that one bad person to pull your child away. Just one. We need to be motivated by love and not by greed. It is a gift to be able to look around and notice people of all ages motivated by love and by the love of Christ. And that's who we pray that our children will be pulled to, and ourselves. We need that. We need to surround ourselves with people who are believers. As believers, we're able to recognize that the old ways can be left behind and are left behind. And you are forgiven, and people will not judge you or talk bad about you because it is something that you have gone through and you have asked for forgiveness and you are loved. We're able to rejoice in this new in a new faith-filled person. We can rejoice in ourselves. We have chosen to follow Jesus. We are a renewed spirit. I am renewed in the Spirit. Let's say that together. I am renewed in the Spirit. Amen. As believers, we will influence others. Hey, let's be that one person our children get pulled to. As believers, we will influence others and therefore should put away lying. Remember I told you? The average person lies between 10 and 15 times a week. I'm praying that they're white lies. That was just a radio information that was shared on the radio. How can that be in this world? And people start to believe their lies. We can put away lying, lying to ourselves, lying to others. We can put away hatred. We can put away vulgar language and stealing. We may feel anger against sin and unrighteousness. And Jesus was angered when he saw the desecration of God's house. He was angered that the Pharisees held back the information that Jesus had healed the man who had a withered hand. They held on to that notion that they have the right to do things their way. The healing of that hand didn't go along with what they were preaching. It didn't go along with what they wanted the people to know about Jesus. In today's world, we hear it a lot. I have a right to feel this way, and I have a right to let you know that I feel this way, and I have a right to let you know that you should feel this way too, because I feel this way. Ay, ay, ay. Politics, school boards, right? Filled with anger, upsetness, concern. The information about the man being healed did not coincide with the way that they had been saying things should be done or the way that things should be done, period. It became a lie by omission. Imagine holding back the news of God's good work. Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 28. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. I love that. Do something to help others. Verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, for whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Paul writes to encourage and strengthen believers in their faith. He shares not only the list of sins that we should each avoid, but he also gives a list of how to avoid the sins. Don't steal. Get those hands working on items and things that help others who are in need. Don't get in the habit of uncontrolled language. Stop teasing or putting others down only to build yourself up. Use your words to build others up. I saw a grandpa teasing a grandchild who tends to break bones and fall very easily, teasing the child, and the child went like this. And I thought, of course he's doing that. He doesn't want to hear that. Putting him down. You can't even do monkey bars. Grandpa is thinking he's teasing him, but the child doesn't want to hear that. That wasn't building him up. The Holy Spirit is saddened, of course, when we tell lies or use dirty words, when we take what isn't ours, when we put others down, when we become angry. These ways will lead to greed, the exploitation of others, sexual impurity, alcohol or substance abuse, theft, and hatred, to name a few. As I prayed over this sermon, I almost felt anger coming up within me to think that people can actually take women and children and sell them for profit. Human trafficking. What are they thinking? Very selfish. Be encouraged as through your faith, each of you are able to put away all of this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can put those things behind us. You are able, you all are able to turn from the wickedness of this world. Paul reiterates the opposite behaviors, loving others, forgiving others in the way that God has forgiven us. That is big. One of the reasons I took on this position as your pastor, after meeting you and talking with you and hearing all about you, I truly felt, my goodness, if I would ever make a mistake, I would be forgiven. I knew that.
We're still waiting for you.
And oh, no. And I appreciate all of you for that. Right? An author wrote, when our little girl was about 3 and she was in one of those moods where we thought she was insisting that we should spank her. Though I was always reluctant to spank my children, it was one of those days where she just kept pushing and pushing until she gave me no alternative, and I brought her into a room and I sat her down and I said, "All right, this is it. Now, do you know what the scripture says about things like this?" I was going to talk about Ephesians 6:1. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And she said, "Yes, I know scripture, and it says, be kind one to another." I said, "Oh, that will work this time. There will be no spanking this time. I have such a smart little kid." Another father was tucking his children into bed, and he said, "Do you know who loves you when you make mistakes?" And they said, "You do, Dad." "Do you know who loves you when you do good things?" And they said, "You do, Dad." And then he asked him who Jesus was. And the children were like, "Well, he loves us too, when we do good things and when we do bad things." What a gift. What a gift to grow up knowing that Jesus loves you in good times and in bad times, and that he forgives you when you do bad things. And I honestly feel that it is so much easier to get through the day feeling safe with believers, feeling safe that I don't have to worry about curse words, negative conversation, hurtful behaviors, when I hang out with the right people. It just seems easier to be with people who are believers. They're not going to come and attack me. They're not going to steal my things. Right? For all believing, it makes living easier. And we know that people move into forgiveness more quickly when they are believers. Turn to the lessons that God has taught. Deuteronomy 6:5, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Leviticus 19:18, do not seek vengeance or bear grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Dr. Mark Allison had written this, a little bit different. It's just the same message. Become to one another kind and tender-hearted, gracing each other as God and Christ has graced you. Thank you, Lord, that your grace is offered to each of us. Your grace that guides us to a state of being blessed, happy, joyful, forgiven, and leads to the ability to express gratitude. We are blessed. We are being led to happiness. Through trials and tribulations, we are being led to happiness because we have Christ. I had never seen a person so downtrodden and so sick as the person that I saw here in the parking lot. And I had never struggled with, do I call the police? Do I let this go? Am I helping? Am I hurting? And I am so grateful that God allowed me to have the courage to call and to get help for the person who was suffering here in our parking lot. And to see this person healthy with good coloring is truly amazing to me. Truly amazing. And a gift from God that I was here when he was here and that I could see how God is working in his life. God is at work every day, no matter what decisions we make. As long as we start in prayer, reading our Bible, giving it to God, the decision that you make is the best decision for you if you are relying on God. Trust Him. Trust Him. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your work. We thank you for the things you are working out behind the scenes, and we're not even aware of it. Your words lift us up. Help us to walk in a manner that becomes a son or a daughter of you. We are your children. Help us to put off the old person with the sinful desires so that we might put on the new person in Christ. We ask for your guidance. We ask for your support throughout this week. Lord, hear our prayers. Amen.